Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the largest span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is now down. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Crews set off a chain of explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Key Bridge. The demolition marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and will help restore traffic through the port. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
One of the year's first major wildfires in Canada closed in Monday on the British Columbia town of Fort Nelson as thousands of people across the nation were forced to flee advancing blazes. The Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness for British Columbia, Bowen Ma, says it's not too late for people in the Fort Nelson area to evacuate.
In light of the elevated risk in and near Fort Nelson, I am asking those who have not yet evacuated to please do so. We are here to provide any emergency supports you may need, including accommodation, food, and incidentals. Mental health supports are also being provided.
Authorities have been bracing for another possibly devastating wildfire season after Canada's worst ever last year that saw flames burning from coast to coast and charring more than 37 million acres of land. The prosecution's case in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial is entering its final stretch with his former attorney Michael Cohen on the witness stand. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the Nasdaq rose 47. This is SRN News. Black Protestants are turning away from the Democratic Party.
According to data analyzed by Eastern Illinois University professor Ryan Burge, 60% of African-American Protestants strongly support the party in 2008. Today, only 49% do. Burge says Democrats are losing black Protestants in part because the party has embraced the LGBT agenda and other causes that run contrary to black voters' religious beliefs. While some black Protestants are becoming Republicans, others are going independent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado is the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many arriving from Texas where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women in 2021. This is SRN News. Amazon's self-driving robo-taxi unit is being investigated.
This comes after two of its vehicles braked suddenly and were rear-ended by motorcyclists. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in documents posted on its website that it will evaluate the automated driving system developed by Zoox. Both crashes happened during the daytime hours, and the motorcyclists suffered minor injuries. In both cases, the agency confirmed that each vehicle was operating in autonomous mode before the crashes. John Scott reporting.
Dozens of Republican attorneys general are suing the Biden administration in California over new limits on truck emissions. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers launched the effort against the environmental regulations Monday. Nebraska's attorney general says it is not feasible to convert the trucking industry to electric-based vehicles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.